Blaze Radio Network.
And now, Chewing the Fat with Jeff Fisher.
Congratulations to Gail Dudley. Gail Dudley, a 20-year veteran of Longhorn Steakhouse on Macon Road in Columbus, Georgia. Congratulations for not only making it 20 years at the Longhorn Steakhouse on Macon Road in Columbus, Georgia. She has been honored. She was presented with a $5,000 check, a gold chef coat, and several other commemorative items for the party. She had family, friends for the evening. Officials with the national restaurant chain say Dudley's recognition is part of their effort to honor extraordinary team members across its more than 540 restaurants nationwide. I would have bet they had more than that. But they, okay, we have 540 Longhorn Steakhouses, this one in Columbus. And again, congratulations to Gail Dudley for becoming a grill master legend. Yes, she's grilled more than a million steaks. Thank you, Gail, and congratulations to you. Not everyone can be over a grill grilling a million steaks like you and becoming a grill master legend. Congratulations. Welcome to Chewing the Fat. All right, how does this happen? All right, so I play the lotto, I buy the tickets, I see if I can win, it's whatever, come on, it's up to, you know, hundreds of millions. I even do, it's shameful that when I look at, say, I go in and I say, ooh, the Powerball's at 400 million, I gotta have a ticket. And you go in, you look at the Mega, and it's like 20 million, and you're like, oh, do I really want to buy one of those? So, Greg Hensley in Marion, North Carolina, has collected his third big lottery win in the last 2 years. The 62-year-old woodworker won the grand prize of $200,000 on April 11th. Multiply the cash, second chance winning. Perhaps that's my problem. I never played the multiply the cash, second chance drawing. But, you know, congratulations. He won $10,000 in a drawing earlier this year, which it doesn't say, but it could be another winning pile from the multiply the cash, second chance drawing. And earlier this year, he won $20,000. So, congratulations. And man, I'm thumbs up to you, Greg, for winning. I mean, really, am I turning down $10,000 or $20,000? Not a chance. You know, you're deep pocketing that easy. And a couple hundred thousand? That's a good payoff. I mean, he claims, oh, I'm going to buy a new truck and do some home repairs. That's the first thing on my mind, too. I'm going to get a new truck and do some home repairs. That doesn't sound like that bad of an idea. But so for the last 2 years, he's won $230,000 thanks to the multiply the cash second chance drawing. I may have to start playing that. I mean, I don't even know what it is. Maybe it's just a North Carolina thing. I'm sure that he didn't buy $200,000 worth of, well, he won $200,000. Doesn't say how much he spent. That's a good. How much did my man Greg spend, though? Did he spend, he's won $230,000. He spent $180,000 on scratch-offs. He's got a sore hand from scratching those damn things. He's worn down 80 nickels trying to scrape off those scrapers. But he's won $230,000, so congratulations, Greg. Another congratulations. I mean, this is just a congratulations plethora today on Chewing the Fat. I think this was us that made this happen. Macy Curran, remember her? She set the Guinness World Record for having the longest legs. I mean, her legs are 4 feet five. I mean, she's got legs from here to tomorrow. And she's, you know, we saw the pictures. Oh, yeah. No. Oh, yeah. I'm 6 foot ten, and I've got 4 foot five of legs, baby. Well, the music is playing for Macy, and I'm positive. Okay, you don't. I don't want to be any more excited. I'm positive that we talked about her starting an OnlyFans because she did, and she's got like over 2 million followers on TikTok, and she's has $35 a month for her OnlyFans account. Now, it says here, nudity isn't promised. Right. Okay, I mean, sure, whatever. I got you. No problem. Anyway, I just want to prove that tall girls like myself can be as conventionally attractive as anyone else. Right. Okay, you keep telling yourself that. Macy, you do. So if that makes you sleep better at night, good for you. Good for you. She's from Cedar Park, Texas. I remember talking about this when she set the record. I do. She has the longest female legs and the longest teenage legs. Her right leg measures 53.26 inches. And she's handicapped because the left leg is shorter. Inches. So she's, you know, back and forth, hobbling along on the OnlyFans account. But she said she just started off as a joke, and then she decided that good energy is to spread positive vibes. And so there's pictures. Well, go to her OnlyFans. Check it out if you want. $35 a month, though. Pretty steep, yeah. I mean, you can follow her on TikTok for free. Just saying. But I believe, Macy, you're welcome, by the way. I mean, congratulations, since this is the congratulations plethora edition of Chewing the Fat. Congratulations, but you're welcome. Speaking of OnlyFans, so I don't know how much my girl Macy is making, the, you know, long legs girl on OnlyFans for $35 a month. But I see where my girl, you know, the Cash Me Outside girl, claims, and she's now called Bad Baby, although I think it's Bad Bobby, or it's B-H-A-D-B-H-A-B-I-E. Bad
Amorphophallus.
Yeah, that's the way it is. That's what she calls herself now. Bad Baby. Now, she claims she made $52 million on OnlyFans. Okay. If you say so. I mean, I remember her on Dr. Phil a few years ago. That was, it was fascinating. She's a fascinating character.
Jail ain't nothing. That's what I always do, and they never catch me. Ain't nobody gonna catch me.
Thank you.
Because you're too streetwise?
Yup.
Yeah.
And all these hoes laughing like something funny.
Yeah.
She's talking about the audience.
That's her mom.
They're laughing at her.
That's Cash Me Outside mom.
Did you say the hoes are laughing?
Yep.
Yeah.
So the audience are a bunch of hoes?
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. Yeah, we're hoes. We're hoes, yeah.
Catch me outside, how about that?
Catch me outside, how about that?
What does that mean?
What I just said.
Catch her outside, and she'll go outside and do what she has to do. That's what she's talking about.
Oh, yeah,
this
yeah.
But don't you see this? This is all mouth. This is mouth.
Oh, so you want to take this outside? Because I think they can bring cameras outside.
Really? Because I think I flipped you.
You want to do it again?
Danny, don't get all tough. Please don't. This is not the place,
hey,
and this is not
sit
the
time. Down.
Sit down. All right.
Oh, Dr. Phil, get
sit
a little
down.
Squaring up on Catch Me Outside, girl. I'm sitting now. So she claims, man, call me the Gucci flip-flop girl, the high-biz girl, the girl who got ever millions. I got $1 million makeup deal. I made over ever 50 million on OnlyFans. I don't really sound like her there, but I'm just telling you, it's what it sounds like in my head. So call me whatever you want. When you try to find a way to be annoying about something, it's just kind of weird. Call me whatever you want. Catch me outside. So, congratulations. Again, this is the congratulations. I mean, the whole damn segment is nothing but congratulations today on Chewing the Fat. Congratulations to... Is it Bad Baby?
Amorphophallus.
Or is it Bahad... Bahaby.
Amorphophallus.
Yeah, I don't think it's that either. Another great thing about Bahad Bahaby is people were saying, we don't know that you, we don't know that we believe you over the whole $50 million claim. So she screenshotted a receipt of her paid subscription service under the caption of, go cry about it, bitch. Catch me outside. Bunch of hoes. All right, let's go to the break room. I need something cold to drink. Seriously, desperately. Oh, my gosh. That is so good. How about that? I mean, we may have to just stick with congratulations. It might be the title of the show today. Just congratulations, because congratulations to Margot Robbie, who just released the first promo pic from her latest movie that's supposed to be in theaters July of 2023, Barbie. And yes, Margot Robbie is playing Barbie. It's... I know. It's and this I love the promo for it. It's the much anticipated live action adventure from the iconic doll. Okay. I'm sure that's a press release from Mattel directly. It has a star-studded supporting cast with Margot Robbie. So they've already started filming. Now here we go. All right. So Ryan Gosling plays Ken. Then you have Kate McKinnon, Alexandra Shipp, America Fiara, Simu Liu, and I apologize if that's not how you say his name.
Phallus.
No, it's S-I-M-U-L-I-U. He has a great story. He's the guy that plays in the Marvel Universe from China, the Shang-Chi. And his story is he tweeted the guy from Marvel. What are you laughing at? Why is it so funny? The name of the movie is Shang-Chi, I think, right?
It just sounds different coming out of your mouth.
Okay, so I'm just telling you. All right, the guy got the gig in the Marvel freaking universe because he tweeted, hey, wouldn't it be cool to have me as a, you know, he lives in Canada, but he came from China, so he wanted to have a you know, the Asian flair to the Marvel Universe, and they gave it to him. Nice. That's a good deal. Congratulations. Simu Liu, or Lee, or...
Amorphophallus.
Yeah, congratulations. And Harry Neff and Will Ferrell are in it, so it's going to be, you know, this Barbie is going to be great. It's going to be great. Great. And according to Mattel, Mattel Properties, projects based on Magic 8 Ball, Hot Wheels, Masters of the Universe, Polly Pocket, Rock'em Sock'em Robots, which actually might be fun to be a Rock'em Sock'em Robot. Oh, we go. And Chatty Cathy and Betsy Wetsy are all in the works. I don't know that you want to be a part of Betsy Wetsy. Just saying. Chatty Cathy, yeah, I can get Chatty Cathy because you're just at the point where, shut up! But you know what Betsy Wetsy was, right? No? All right. Let's look it up, shall we? Betsy Wetsy was a drink and wet doll originally issued by the Ideal Toy Company of New York in 1934. It was one of the most popular dolls of its kind in the post-World War II baby boom era. Named after the daughter of Abraham Katz, the head of the company, the doll's special feature was simulating urination after a fluid was poured into her open mouth. Betsy Wetsy was also the first major dolls to be produced in African-American versions. This is Mattel doing OnlyFans, is what this is. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Want to see more? Subscribe. Come on. They're not doing a Mattel Betsy Wetsy. Stop it. That's not happening. All right, I'll go to the theater and see it. Okay, so then you have Hot Wheels, I guess. You know, what is that? What's the stupid Fast and Furious? You know, so you have the Hot Wheels version of Fast and Furious. Man, the orange tracks with the loop-de-loops. Oh, yeah. The loop-de-loops and the curves. Now you're talking about it, my friend. And then you have, I'm not sure. I don't remember what Polly Pocket was, but that may be OnlyFans as well. Just off the top of my head, I'm not real sure. And then Magic 8 Ball. I mean, is that a drug movie? Right. Oh, no, that you don't get 8 balls of... Well, yeah, you do. Never mind. Never mind. Oh, if you want to talk about freebasing, we can talk... No, I'm not going to talk about that. But, yeah, well, I mean, that's what it is. Otherwise, it's going to have to be where... You know, somebody gets a magic eight ball that makes wishes come true. Should I kill grandma? Yes. Right. And then grandma dies. It just it happens, whatever you ask magic eight ball. Should I cut the arms off my sister? Yes. Oh, there's my sister running around with no arms. What kind of sick movie are you thinking of? I don't know. I'm just trying to come up with ideas for Mattel. Mattel, I'm here for you. I'm sure that's what they want. Call me, because there's... I mean, I've got some OnlyFans ideas for you. We'll make that happen. Piece of cake. I'm here for you. No problem. And as we were talking about Barbies and, you know, the movie... But Barbie and Mattel has released a new Queen Elizabeth II Barbie doll to celebrate the monarch's 70 years of service. So, wow. Congratulations to the Queen and Mattel and the Magic 8 Ball. And what's the P doll again? The Weddy...
Amorphophallus.
Weddy Wenda... Wenda, what was it? What's the name of the P doll again? Oh, yeah, Betsy Wetsy. Before we get to who died today, I wanted to check in to make sure that the CNN Plus app is still up and running, because... They said they were going to shut it down, but they hadn't shut it down yet. So I wanted to see if the CNN app was... Yep. Still up and running. Excellent. Excellent. They haven't shut down the CNN Plus yet. So on to who died today. You can't add them to the list. I know. I know a lot of people wanted to. I don't. More voices. More voices, not less. Okay. So I almost said congratulations, and this isn't congratulations. We've left the congratulations mode, okay? Because the Japanese woman who was certified the world's oldest person died. K-A-N-E. Tanaka. T-A-N-A-K-A.
Amorphophallus.
Yeah, I don't think she went by that name, but she might have turned around. At 116, or what was she? Oh, she was 119. At 116, she may not have turned around. At 119, yeah, she would have turned around. If you would have said, hey!
Amorphophallus.
She would have turned around. She didn't know who you were talking to or not. Anyway, she passed away. Sad news. I know. So now the oldest person is a French lady, Lucille. Well, congratulations to Lucille Randon, 118-year-old French nun, who is now the oldest person on the planet. Congratulations. Right. It only took the 119-year-old kicking over. So, I mean, good. Good for her. So, 119, man. That's doing a little distance. That is doing a little distance. I mean, Theodore Roosevelt was the president, right? England still had a king. Oof, the Wright brothers carried out the first controlled flight. Wow, think of the difference. I mean, you got the Wright brothers crashing in some Ohio field or wherever the hell they were on their box plane. I don't know where they were. Nobody. Who reads about the Wright brothers? Who cares? Look up in the air. There's planes. That's all I care about now. Are those flying? Yeah. Did I care about the Wright brothers flying over some field? And where were they at?
Kitty Hawk?
Yeah, Ohio, like I said. The Tour de France was the first time. I'm just moving on because I've got so many jokes. And I'm just, you can write your own. Just write your own. Anyway, rest in peace. Kane Tanaka. K-A-N-E. Tanaka.
Amorphophallus.
Born in 1903. Dead in 2022. Congratulations to Lucille Randon. You have lived long enough to hold the title of oldest living human being on the planet. Okay, we're out of the congratulations mode now. Jim Hartz, former Today Show co-host and NBC newsman, dies. I know. That's why who died today? 82, dead. And I was thinking, Jim Hartz, I cannot remember him. And he was just he's one of those guys that took over and just sat in with Barbara Walters, and he was there forever because he didn't take away from Barbara, you know, so it was like, yeah, well, let him sit there. That's fine. He was there for a bunch of years, and he reported on all kinds of stuff. He covered, you know, the bicentennial and the end of the Vietnam War. But, and this according to Hoda on the Today Show, who gave a little eulogy for Jim, that his real love was reporting on NASA space launches.
Karma line.
So, yeah, he wasn't even aware probably of the, well, he wasn't aware of the Karma line love that was going to happen in the future. I mean, he'd be amazed at that. That's for sure. But, I mean, he's one of those guys that just kind of sat in, like, I forget who was there before him. Gosh darn it, what was his stupid name? Oh, shoot. It may have been Marconi that was sitting in with Barbara Walters. And then when Marconi kicked, Hartz just stepped in, and Barbara was like, yeah, okay, fine, let him stay. I don't think that's right, but it sounds good. I mean, we might as well stick with congratulations. Congratulations. I forgot to congratulate Ukraine yesterday for, surviving the Chernobyl disaster. Yesterday was the anniversary. And so, congratulations for surviving the Chernobyl nuclear power plant meltdown. How's that going? How's that working out for you in Ukraine? Everything okay over there? Yeah, you'll be fine. Don't worry about it. But you're whining. I mean, that's all they're doing. I know they're fighting Russia, and I know, you know, we're concerned that we're making Vlad mad and he's going to push the red button. But Zelensky, with two eyes, continues to beg for money and arms. All we do is give him money and arms. And now we've got the trainers over there. Interesting. Interesting how we're not involved. Not us. But go ahead. We'll show you how to use the stuff. And, I mean, we can't send them goods without letting them know how to use it. I'd just be silly. So he just keeps whining for more, man. When is enough enough is what I want to know. When Russia says the war is over, Jeff, and they're not going to fight anymore, and we stop having loss of life. Oh, okay. Well, we know how that works out. We know how it's working out, okay? I feel like it won't be long if more soldiers from Russia are digging trenches in Chernobyl. I mean, that's what the reports are showing. I mean, the guys don't want to be fighting Ukraine bad enough that they're digging holes around a nuclear power plant that melted down. I mean, maybe Vlad has to rethink a little bit. Maybe he ought to just back up a little bit and say, guys, okay, hey, why don't you, well, don't come out of that hole. We'll leave you there. We're going to go ahead and bury you there. But the war is over. We're going to stop now, okay? We're done. I don't need the place anymore. I mean, at some point, Vlad has to, like, okay, yo, two Y's, take it back. I've already bombed the crap out of a bunch of these cities. Take it back. It's all yours. Okay, thank you. And then we're done, right? Sure, right. That's what's going to happen. And according to a new... Never mind. I mean, CNN Plus still going. They're not dead yet. They claim to have pulled the plug, but no, they have not. So day two of Elon Musk and Twitter. I'm about over it, but it's just the beginning, my friends. It's just the beginning of Elon Musk and Twitter. I mean, everything that happens now, it's an Elon Musk Twitter world. And you know who has their panties in a wad the most? Jeff Bezos. He is such a whiny little wiener. And Jeff, I love you, man. I am a fan of you, okay? And I mean, I'm here for you. I'm here for you. I'm a fan of you and your company and your vision and what you're doing, but maybe you ought to loosen up the panties a little bit, bro. You got them in a wad. He talked about, did the Chinese government just gain a bit of leverage over the town square? No, Jeff. No, they didn't. Just because I know Elon's got his big factory over there in China, but where were you when TikTok was busy growing? Were you saying anything about that, Jeff? Were you saying anything about all the products that your company sells or at least moves through your company from China? No. So calm down, Jeff. And because Twitter is much more relevant than the Washington Post. Okay. And because SpaceX is much more relevant than Blue Origin. Okay. And you don't have, I mean, I would venture to say I'm a fan, like Amazon and Amazon Prime, I'm a huge fan of. You're the man. You're the man. And it's way better than Tesla, but, you know, Tesla's shares cratered yesterday for you investors. I'm not giving investing advice. I'm just saying that, you know, it lost a lot of money yesterday. So, and we do know that if it doesn't happen, if the Twitter deal doesn't happen, according to a new SEC filing, Musk would potentially owe Twitter $1 billion if his financing sources fall through. And alternatively, Twitter would owe Musk $1 billion if the shareholders ultimately reject the offer, or it finds a more attractive buyer, which, you know, is Mr. Bezos going to come in with $50 billion? That would be something. That would be something. That would be fun. But the deal is expected to close by October, the end of October. I mean, let's get a move on. Sign the papers. What are we doing? October. I mean, I already said I'd give you the $44 billion. Let's sign on the dotted line. What are we doing? Never mind what the shareholders say, or the board, or whoever the hell wants to have their say, or the crying little attorney, or the weasel little Twitter cancel boy. When Musk tweeted suspending the Twitter account of a major news organization for publishing a truthful story was obviously incredibly inappropriate, talking about the Hunter Biden New York Post laptop story. And I mean, they were still the Twitter cancel boy dude putz replied to Elon's tweet saying it wasn't that, Elon, it was we were following these protocols. And it's like, nobody believed you then, nobody believes you now. You replying to what is going to be your new boss's tweet, trying to cover your ass from what happened, one of the reasons that he wanted to buy the company, isn't saving your job. Okay? So just, it's going to be a fun road. And I, you know, oh, Jeff, aren't you concerned about the one guy running Twitter and taking it over? Well, I mean, his other companies definitely are. I mean, he's got Tesla and SpaceX and Boring and his Neuralink, and he's got plenty of things to do. The guy, he's definitely got things to do. And this is the reason why he's homeless. Guy doesn't even have a house. He's sponging off of friends. Hey, this is Elon. I'm going to be in town. Can I stay at your house? Yeah, Elon, you know what? The wife's a little pissed. You left the bathroom messy the last time you were here, and you didn't do your dishes. So, yeah, sorry. You know, we're not a hotel, bro. I mean, he's living at friends' houses. And that reason, you going to say no to Elon? No, you're not. No, I'm not. Elon, you can stay at my house anytime you want, bro. In fact, I mean, I got room in the bed. You can lay right here. My gosh, you are sick. What do you mean? I just want him to be comfortable. You can lay right here and sleep. I'm just saying, you know, call me. I'm here for you. I got to reach out to him. I would really love to talk to Elon Musk. I got to reach out to him. I'm going to reach out. I feel like I've talked about reaching out to him before, and I don't know that I have. I can't remember if I've actually reached out to him before. I know I haven't received a response if I have. I mean, at least he could do is, hey, quit bothering me, stalker, or F off, something. I mean, I don't even deserve a response. Ooh, That hurts, Elon. That hurts. And I want to say, those of you that delete your Twitter, and those of you that tweet that you're deleting your Twitter account and then tweet another tweet about you deleting your Twitter account, that's not deleting your Twitter account. Okay? Sorry. I hate to break it to you, but that's not deleting your Twitter account. So you may want to rethink that process. So if you're Vice President Harris, Vice President Kamala Harris, and you are a little upset at the way you've been treated in the press, there are stories coming out about how Biden has cut you off at meetings and either talked down to you at meetings or you just told you, you know, you can be at the meeting, but shut up, zip it while you're in here. How do you get out of doing stuff? I know. I'm Kamala Harris. I have COVID again. Apparently she's tested positive again. And this has got to be what, her third or fourth time. How many times is she? Because maybe the other one was hubby. Yeah, the first husband, right? Because he called the second husband the first husband. Right. That's, I'm talking about Joe Biden now. I'm trying to do my timeline with Joe Biden thoughts. That's a huge mistake, by the way. trying to do a timeline and have Joe Biden thoughts? No, he can't even do that. So apparently she returned from the West Coast, and Mr. Biden, President Biden, Joseph Robinette Biden, father of Hunter, really nobody cares about him, father of Beau, and husband to Jill, was not even near her. Okay, so there's no sharing of antibodies. Right. She's going to continue to isolate and follow CDC guidelines. And I'm grateful to be both vaccinated and boosted. So, good news there on Kamala Harris. Me, I was just thinking that, you know, if you're pissed at somebody all of a sudden, I tested positive. Sorry, can't go anywhere. Can't see anybody. I'll be over here. Take care. And that might be a call from the White House and not Kamala herself. Look, we're sick of seeing how dumb you are. We're sick of seeing you talk. You don't make us look good. You've just tested positive for COVID. Go away. I can see that happening. Maybe it's just me. At least 58% of the U.S. population, it's now being reported, had antibodies from a previous COVID-19 infection in February. 34, that's up from 34%. In December, according to new data from the CDC, what happened in between Omicron and another startling finding, 75% of children and teenagers have antibodies from a previous infection. I mean, that's pretty good. That pretty much says we're done with you, okay? Back off us. You call it, we're still technically in a pandemic, right? They have not pulled the plug on the pandemic yet, right? I'm pretty sure. Now, you should wear a mask, of course, at all times, but I'm pretty sure that we're still in a pandemic. I think the pandemic tattoo is still on. I don't think you're wiring that down. Again, maybe it's just me. I see where Robinhood announced layoffs, the trading app, letting about 9% of its full-time employees go. Ooh. Saying that its hiring spree last year led to duplicate roles and job functions. Robinhood's stock is down 71% since it went public last summer. Now, that would seem to me that that goes against the whole, yeah, we hired a bunch of people, duplicate roles, and, you know, job functions. I mean, the guys that did the stupid Robinhood podcast, they got the boot too. I didn't realize Robinhood had duplicate podcasts and, you know, different job functions going on. Anyway, just letting you know what's happening over there at Robinhood. I see where Alphabet shares slid a little bit after the old YouTube ad revenue came in lower than expected last quarter. Huh. That's interesting. Wonder why that would be. Wonder why that would be. You know what needs to happen? Elon needs to buy YouTube. That's what needs to happen. Jeff Bezos needs to buy YouTube. That would be awesome. Yeah, although Alphabet's not selling. Alphabet, no way. They're selling YouTube. So he'll probably try to buy Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. Or you can just make your own. That's what you need to do. Just make your own. Truth and Getter and... there's Truth, there's Getter. Parler, is Parler even around anymore? I mean, yeah, they're still around, right? I mean, what they did to Parler is damn near criminal. That's a fact. Jeff Bezos should be ashamed of himself for that. What Amazon and Alphabet did to an Apple did to Parler, that's damn near criminal. But I digress. They're still around, so... That's all I'm saying. They're still around. That's great. Oh, and as long as we're, Robinhood and, stock on Alphabet and YouTube, Fidelity is now going to allow you to allocate a portion of your 401k to Bitcoin. So, good news there, right? Sure is. Great news. Good news for my, I can't say that out loud. We'll just say that congratulations. We'll end with congratulations. Congratulations to Delta flight attendants. Delta flight attendants all around the world. The company announced it's going to begin paying flight attendants during boarding time. Now you think to yourself, wait, they weren't getting paid for boarding time? Apparently not. It's the first for a major U.S. airline. Typically, flight attendant pay begin when the plane's door closes and passengers are seated. Then why are they expected to stand there and say hello to everybody walking in? I mean, I would say no. The seat's back there. Seat's back there. Hello, what are you talking to me for? The door is not closed. I'm busy smoking here. Get back to your seat. I mean, come on now. The Association of Flight Attendants, a union that's been attempting to organize Delta employees, said the new policy is the direct result of our organizing. So, congratulations. Now, I mean, really, not really congratulations, because before that, you were able to stand there and smoke and tell people to go back and sit down and bug off. I'm not being paid yet. Now you have to. You have to put the cigarette out. Hold on. Hey, how you doing? Welcome to Delta. And you got to, tell them where their seat is and hope they have a good day and make sure they look right. Because you don't want anybody looking funny sitting in seat B4. Wait, there's a B4. Yeah, B4. B4, it's right there. The bingo game? Yeah, bingo game. Hey, we should probably take one last check, though, of CNN Plus. Because I hate to think that they'd pass away and we'd miss it. I don't want to miss it. So, are they still alive? Oh, yes! Nice. Nice. Oh, that makes me feel better. Doesn't sound that good, though. Sounds like the beat is... Plug could be pulled at any time. I think family members are starting to surround the bed. It's very possible. So I'll keep an eye on the old heart monitor for CNN Plus for you. Because I don't want to miss it, and I know you don't either.
Stream a and subscribe to more Blaze Media content at theblaze.com/podcasts.